Yeah, we were working on the boat over in the front yard, or something, looked up, there was about 15 walking right up there to the house, that food. Just going to the truck.
Kill them off.
Yeah.
That's my first there.
Don't shoot ever.
Just buy more bullets.
I got $88,000.
Period.
Have anything in the other?
I would see where I got them, my tax deal.
All right, good morning, it's 9:00 a.m., the 28th day of July, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court, this meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Lyons, on the 24th day of July, 2025, at 2:10 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Libby LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry R. Lee. We will start with prayer and pledges, Commissioner Ashley, if you don't mind.
Father Lord, thank you so much for us being able to come to this place today in peace, and we thank you for all those that out there that make this place available, are still serving our country here abroad, and all those that made this ultimate sacrifice. Please give us the knowledge, the wisdom to do what's best for this whole little community that we love so much, in Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Amen. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor to the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Item number one on the agenda is the consent agenda.
There are no manual checks, but I do want to go ahead and put on record that today, an ACH will go out to Texas Workforce Commission. It's our second quarter unemployment tax in the amount of $788.06.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, consider for approval, 2025 Sheriff's Constable's fees.
I did the homework on this year, from what the website has, and I did reach out to my other clerk peeps, and I think everybody, we're pretty consistent, so we're not making any changes.
Okay.
Motion to approve 2025 Sheriff's and Constable's fees.
Second.
Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, consider for approval, special budget for Precinct 3 insurance proceeds, $2,146.45 for vehicle repair for local government code 111.0108, accepting certificate of audit for receipt of funds.
Make a motion to consider for approval, special budget for Precinct 3 insurance proceeds of $2,146.45 for vehicle repair for local government code 111.0108, accepting certificate of audit for receipt of funds.
Second. Motion by Webb, second by Lee, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
PJ?
Yes, sir.
On that, it was on our deals, it's $21,46.45, but on the other page, on the information there, it's 21, it's not 20 cents, but 65, instead of 45.
Okay.
So it's not.
So if you will remake your motion in the amount of $21,46.65.
Got a question.
Yeah, we met before.
Is that for the total for the repairs?
That's what we got.
That's what we got from the insurance.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, the top repairs, I think it's in our.
So it was just a 20 cent typo.
Yeah.
So it was actually $21,46.65.
Make a motion to consider for approval, special budget for Precinct 3 insurance proceeds for $21,46.65 for vehicle repair per local Government Code 111.0108, accepting certificate of audit for receipt of funds.
Motion by Webb, second by Lee, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, consider for approval tax office computer system lease with Pritchard and Abbott for the period of January 1st, 2026 to December 31st, 2027 for an annual cost of $46,280 and authorize Karen G. Jones, the tax assessor collector, to sign. Anybody got any questions?
The price is locked in for 2 years.
We should do this for four.
We can't do it for four, can we?
Do what?
We can't, I mean, they...
Unfortunately.
Motion to approve the tax office computer system lease with Pritchard and Abbott for the period of January 1st, 2026 through December 31st of 2027 for an annual cost of $46,280 and authorize Karen Jones, our tax assessor collector, to sign.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson, all in favor?
I think I'm gonna do it for the budget year.
Item number five, tax assessor collector to present the 2025 certified appraisal rolls to be entered into the record.
You should have those in your binder. The, there has been some changes in the official taxable value. This is, it's increased over last year by $58,537,749. So it has increased your taxable value. And that's on both. And new taxable, new property is $20,629,840 for the road and bridge and $20,665.10 for the county.
$20 million, sorry.
And I just need to enter this in right there.
Yeah, we're just saying there's no action on it. So we'll go to item number six, tax assessor collector present 2025, anticipated collection rate to be entered into the record.
I do this every year at the beginning of tax rate calculation. And this year you have a certifying rate of 101%. The county has zero debt.
What'd you say?
Zero debt.
No debt.
This comes into play whenever the calculation of the debt rate, should you have one. I certify this every year, just in case.
Never.
Because if we don't, it messes up my collections on the rate.
Anybody have any questions?
And that, you just have to...
That one?
I do believe, or does it say...
It says to enter the record.
Works for me.
So that's a non-action item? So,
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee, all in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.